Hello, fellow weebs and otakus. Welcome to another episode of Anime Fix. We're your fix for all things anime. I'm Chase.
And I'm Lance.
Honestly, that's probably a perfect intro for the podcast. I'm going to leave that in there. That was great.
Perfect timing. Perfect.
Perfect timing. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, it's just us two today, huh?
Just us two, no guests today.
And what are we talking about? I'm so excited to talk about it.
We are talking about, oh god, I forgot the name, Toradora.
Toradora, what do you mean? How do you forget the name of it?
I mean, I finished it so quickly, so that's why.
I really appreciate it.
It's very good.
Oh, yeah. My heart is warm now.
I will say nothing. So... nothing blew my mind about it. It seemed tragic.
Tragic. It's fine. Go, keep going. Keep going.
Not tragic. I think it. So it definitely. Because I was a big fan of like rom coms before and romantic films.
Yeah.
And it seemed to hit similar beats to what I'd seen before. So nothing so surprising to me, which was partially why I was so eager to ship Ami and Ryuichi together, because I figured that would have been a nice unexpected twist.
Oh, you like twists and stuff.
Yeah, I like to be surprised. I like expectations subverted. And so I get really disappointed if I expect something, then it happens how I expect it. Not that that takes away from the enjoyment, right? It's still enjoyable. Yeah. It's just it would have been nice if they did this. It would have been, add some spice. But it was very good.
Yeah. Well, I should have made you watch Bunny Girl Senpai, because there's a lot of twists in that. Oh, well, that's fine. That'll be my second one I show you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, this is a traditional rom-com, like, anime. Like, this came out in 2008. It's an older one, but, like, the animation, the art, I think is really good.
It's very good. It was, yeah. I was like, when I found out it was 2008, I was surprised.
Yeah.
On how good it was.
Yeah. I really liked it a lot, actually. The animation art. And I watched this, 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. About 4 or 5 years ago. And I watched it with OBS. And that's like where, not a phase, but like that's when I started getting really, really into anime at that time. Because like the first ones that I watched getting into anime was obviously Dragon Ball, and then Sora Online, which she showed me. And then I just kept, watching more and more anime. Your favorite character, Ami?
I think so. Yeah. I do. I think out of all of them, Ami was my favorite.
Why Ami though?
She was just a straight shooter from the hip. Didn't hold back. Told you what she thought. I mean, there was a period there at the beginning where she was,
like fake.
Yeah, very fake around most people. Like certain people, she let her guard down for. But as that sort of faded away, and sort of the lines blurred between her fake personality and who she really was, I started to like her more and more and more.
Yeah. I got you.
I appreciate it. And it's funny, the thing I liked about her. So, and Taiga was really cool too.
Yeah, she was.
But at the end, they pointed something out, is that she, everyone liked Taiga because she was, they thought of her as such a, a straightforward, honest, in your face kind of person.
Yeah.
But what we find out is that was all an act to hide her own insecurities about herself, her life, her background and all that. And so it's just funny that everyone liked her for that and disliked Ami for that. But it turns out Ami became, as time went on, became more honest, and Tyga, she became more honest too, but it was a lot longer before that exterior faded away.
Yeah. I mean, I think Ami was, the show is about Tyga and Ryuji, so, like, you see everything about their lives. You don't really see much about Ami's, though, so I don't know if that's just because you don't get to see much about Ami, or, I mean, she's a main side character, but...
I think she definitely comes into her own. I mean, we get to see an aspect of her life with that stalker.
Stalker,
and how, find out.
He wasn't really, I guess he was a stalker, but, like,
He followed her from another town, another school district, let's say.
He gave up so easily for a stalker. So easily.
Yeah, how many stalkers do you know? Do you know what their level of effort is?
No, I don't. I guess Japan is, like, really bad for people stalking in Japan.
Do they know why that is?
I don't know why it is. I mean, I think there's a reason, but I'm not sure what the reason would be.
But so, like, we see kind of a struggle, and I think it goes beyond just a stalker. There are a lot of times people are asking her to do things because they're like, if you do this, people will like this, right? Like the bit where they're selling chocolate, and she says, "Ooh, these are my favorite chocolates," and everyone starts buying it.
Yeah.
When they're asking her to model the, Ami. Mm. And they're asking her to model the school uniform. And I can see, I can sort of, in a somewhat related way, I can see how that can get frustrating and annoying. Because I'm sure you've experienced this. Like, anyone who knows anything about technology, even if it's just a small bit of it, right? It's automatically presumed, oh, you know this, so you must know this completely unrelated thing, or this thing. It's all seen within the realm of technology, even though there are different segments of it and there are different skill sets within that. And so people assume, oh, if you know about this, then you should probably know about this other thing, even if you don't.
Yeah.
And so I kind of saw it as, just because she maybe previously, I don't know if she does anymore, but previously enjoyed modeling clothes. Now they think, oh, do you want to model? Maybe she liked the clothes she was modeling and doesn't want to model a school uniform because she doesn't like it, you know? Or maybe she doesn't like chocolate. There are some people who don't like chocolate, and she's like, I don't want to promote chocolate. It's not my favorite thing, right? So I think where, even though it's different, there is that similarity in that. You know, she before probably had somewhat of a choice in what she would model. And all these people just assume, oh, she'll model whatever, even though maybe she has preferences.
Yep. Do you like chocolate?
I do like chocolate. Tori doesn't like chocolate.
Tori doesn't like chocolate. I was thinking, like, you didn't like chocolate or anything, but I can't remember.
No. I do. I have a sweet tooth. I have a bad sweet tooth. But Tori doesn't like chocolate. Not like, definitely not dark chocolate, and I think things that have chocolate in them she's fine with, but like just the going and buying a chocolate bar.
Yep.
No.
Okay. The first episode, you were talking about how you don't like to, like, you like the unexpected and you like twists and stuff like that. That first episode was pretty twisty. You know what I mean?
yes, it was.
Because you get to see Tyga and Ryuji like bump into each other, and he's looking around like, what's going on? Who ran into me? He looks down and is like, oh, there's a girl there. And then she just knocks him out.
Yeah, the only person that we see at that point who's not afraid of Ryuji
is Kitamura, yeah. Well, no, you mean like besides Kitamura.
Besides Kitamura, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the thing I was going to ask you that was a recurring theme, is his eyes, right?
Yeah.
So I looked it up, and because I was like, is this guy considered ugly? Is that why everyone's afraid of him? Like, does he have like obviously he's animated a certain way, but is that perception of them like an ugly face? And so I looked it up, and he has this condition. I can't remember the name, but it's where you can see whites in the color part of the eye.
Mm.
And that it's super rare. But when I was watching this, I didn't notice that. And so I'm wondering, is that something that was like lost on me, but it is implied? Or is it actually the fact that he's the only one that has thin eyes, whereas everyone else has big eyes? Is that the difference there? And I was hoping you could give me some insight into that.
It might be that. I actually don't know on that. I just think, like, cool, because his dad was a gangster or whatever. Or that's what his mom was telling him and everything.
Was he a gangster or was he just kind of like a punk?
He's a punk, yeah. But then we find out that... Yeah, but then we find out that he actually didn't die. He just left.
Surprisingly, I think he left a much earlier age than what we thought, because he's seen being considerably older. But I got the impression early on that he died, so he was seen considerably older, experiencing the loss of his dad, right? Mm-hmm. And so the impression is that he let, 6 years old, dad went out for cigarettes and then come back, milk, whatever.
Yeah.
But then she says that after she got pregnant, he met another girl, and he left. Oh. Right? So that made me think, so then did he leave? Is he out of the picture before Ryuichi was born? So I think there's some questions there. So the thing that it says on the Toradora fandom wiki is that he is, I'm going to say this wrong, but Sanpaku, S-A-N-P-A-K-U, makes him look intimidating and a delinquent. So when I Googled Sanpaku, it means three whites. And it's a condition where first of the eyes in which either the white space above or below the iris is revealed.
Huh.
It's a medical condition, not like a, not a, like a, an illness, but like a, just a genetic effect. Based on the couple quick searches I did. I didn't read much about it outside of that. But I never noticed that in the animation. So I assume that's implied then. Maybe it's something because he has narrow eyes? I don't know.
I don't know
either. Yeah, that's what came up.
Hmm. What was I saying about something else?
I don't remember
either.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know.
Questions do you have for me? You had tons of questions. You've been all week saying, I can't wait to ask you all these questions. And so
I know. See, that's the problem. I'm trying to remember. as well as the first episode, when Taiga is, punched him, knocked him out, and she swapped out she put it in the wrong bag, right? And then also forgot to put the letter in the envelope, and then breaks in this dude's home with the warden's sword and beats the living hell out of him. That wasn't expected, right?
That was not expected at all. I was just, and she was so confident, like, there's nothing wrong with this.
No.
Give me back that backpack. What a klutz. What a klutz Taiga is.
What a klutz? What do you mean a klutz? She was confident to break into the home.
She wouldn't have had to do that if she had remembered to put the note in the envelope and put the envelope in the right backpack.
It's true.
Also a joke they make throughout the whole series is they keep calling her Taiga. You really are klutz.
Yeah. And then also after she beats him up, he proceeds to make her food.
It makes her food and then showcases his very creepy collection of love letters that no one has ever seen the light of day of.
And he was so confident of showing that, not knowing that he, probably wrote her name on one of them.
Yes. Oh, I need to point something out. Last week you said character reminds you of me.
Of course.
While I say there are some loose similarities between him and myself. like the cleanliness aspect. Yeah. That's very common. The sort of being misunderstood from our just our first look. People assume we're grumpy, or mean, and we're not so grumpy.
You are kind of grumpy, but it's okay.
So you think. But outside of that, like, I found there were a lot more differences. Like, he is very eager to, even though she bullies him frequently,
he enjoys
almost every sentence. He enjoys that, and he's okay with it. And he calls himself a dragon. I would do none of those things.
Yeah.
The moment someone broke into my home, I wouldn't offer to make them food. I would throw them off my porch.
Even the story?
Okay.
Yeah,
if
there
it's
it
Tori
is.
Today, if it's Tori today.
Not Tori today.
If it's Tori then, if she just showed up, yes, I would have thrown her off the porch.
Nope. Don't think you would.
You don't think I would?
Nope. Don't think you would. I also love in the first episode when, like, she goes to leave and just does a circle and then goes to the big building and she's on the balcony and he's like, what? That's how you got in.
Yeah.
Thought that was funny.
Yeah. I did not get his interest in
Kushida. Why?
Because
she's like the popular, like, sports, like, you know, girl.
Yeah, but only probably because she's popular and only because she's pretty. But, like, he has a more instant connection with Taiga in the first 5 minutes of their interaction than he ever did with.
You think her calling him a dog is a connection?
I think the fact that he didn't throw off his porch
is a connection.
After she called him a dog is a connection. Like you said, he enjoys it.
Damn. I'm trying to look up why you like Kushida. We didn't really see from Ryuji. Like, I mean, you kind of saw from Ryuji that he started to like Taiga more than Kushida. Like, I saw, like, you could see that when he's smiling in the pool episode and, like, he's, like, thinking about it and, like, he went to go visit her in that bear costume during the thing.
The bear costume was the Christmas episode.
Well, I know. I mean, like, the progression of him, like,
But,
like, he still, after, like, he saw her in the bear costume at, like, saw Taiga. Like, he still went and tried to go confess to Kushida. So, like, when did it, like, fully transition, like, to him just liking Taiga only?
I think it was when she got lost in the storm.
Yeah.
Because at that point, he hadn't been... I mean, Taiga has made a couple of statements, like, I'm going to be keeping my distance because I don't want to distract you from, you know, pursuing your relationship with her. You know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I'm going to take care of myself, all those things. And, you know, that was tough for him even then, but she was still there, right? He could still look over. He could still see her. Obviously, they're neighbors. So there's a sense of, like, okay, you're keeping your distance, but I still know you're okay. This was the first time he was faced with she wasn't going to be okay and had no idea where she was. And so I think that recognition of I can lose her was the final straw that pushed him over the edge into realizing just how much he cared about her.
Yeah.
They are all stupid.
What do you mean they're all stupid?
They're all their decisions are stupid and how, like...
It's an anime. Of course they're all stupid.
How she admits to it. So when he's carrying her up the mountain and he's like, oh, she can't know that I hurt her. So I need Kitamura to be the one to have saved her. Right. Or him. What's another one that happened? it was like him pushing her to when her dad came back in the picture, right? And we're left to believe early on that he's not a great guy, right? Yeah. But he pushed her into that because he thought it was best for her without even listening.
And Cushieta was like, "No, I've already done it once. Stop."
Yeah. But she didn't say that at first, though. She said,
"Well, I guess she's stupid for that." Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. But there's just like a lot of just talking over, like, "You should know this. You should just know what I'm thinking." Like, no, I don't know what you're thinking. You need to like be very vocal about it. And
they're all high schoolers.
And that was the other thing I really liked about Ami. She kept pointing out how stupid all of them were, even herself.
Yep.
And all this stuff. And I sort of like appreciated that sort of fourth wall recognition. You know, like, yes, you're all being dumb from an outsider looking in.
Yeah.
So, like, you excuse it because they're in high school, but yeah. They were probably the most frustrating thing watching it is just seeing how many times they're like, we're gonna go down this road, nope, turn right and go down this way. So I guess there were lots of twists and turns, but they were expected twists and turns because of the themes of like romance comedy story.
It's a pretty standard romance anime, but this is like one of the first like romance animes that was good. There's a lot of like romance like animes that were awful, like plot wise and art wise, you know, everything. So like this is one of the first ones to do it right. So I think that's why it got so much traction and stuff.
I really enjoyed how Ami and Taiga that became friends when they did that little musical number during the Christmas episode.
Oh yeah. I like that too.
Like that was a twist. That was something I didn't expect to happen.
Really?
They were friendly, but they had always been antagonistic. They had to prep that. They had to plan that. So there were weeks of us seeing as outsiders them being antagonistic towards each other. But clearly, outside, you know, the perspective of Ryuichi, which is who we primarily follow. They were getting together, they were practicing, they were planning this sort of surprise event at their party.
Do you think they only act like that in front of Ryuichi because they both like Ryuichi?
Probably.
Bro, every girl in the anime likes Ryuichi.
And you,
it's insane.
And I told you,
it's insane.
I said to you, this is turning into a harem.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's not. So yeah, it is.
I get it. But he only has one like girl at a time that he likes. He doesn't like all of them. If you want to watch a like sort of like harem like anime that like looks at all the tropes and like it's just super funny with everything it does, it's Konosuba. It's so funny. It's probably one of my favorite animes. It's so funny.
Yeah, so they both liked him, and I don't think he ever liked Ami.
No.
He
did get flustered when she was approaching him, though.
Yeah, because
like,
she's
like in the apartment, like after the brainstorm or whatever, or the stalker.
Yeah,
after
after the stalker episode. Well, I mean, he's being approached by a traditionally cute girl,
Jezebel. Jezebel. I got you.
And they're in high school, so like I could get that. Like, even if he doesn't like her, he's still gonna be like, oh my gosh, this model is talking to me. He's gonna be like real nervous around her.
Yeah,
I don't think he ever really.
Taiga walks in.
Yeah, Taiga walks in, just stares and says, "Yep, they're not here."
That's not what it looks like. They're not here.
Did you? I think that they touched on this. You think that Minori, that's her name, right?
Kushieta Minori or Minori Kushieta?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. By the way, the switch between the first name and the last name throughout the whole thing, that threw me off several times.
Well, no one switched except for Taiga, Ryuichi, and Minori. Everyone else stayed the same.
Okay.
Well, because the only one that calls Kushida Minarin, which is not even her first name, is Taiga.
But we hear characters use people, their first name and last name several times, even though our main characters are primarily using one method, like Ryuchi, called Taiga, and vice versa. But there are several times where we hear Kawashima being used and Ami being used. There are several times where we hear Minori and Kushida. I don't think we ever hear Kitamura's first name, do we?
No, I don't think we hear Kitamura's first name.
But yeah, there are several instances where different people are using the first and last name.
Yeah, it just depends how close they are to them. So did you not know that? It's more common to say your last name until like you're super close to them.
I didn't.
Yeah. So in other animes, you should listen out for that and see like if it's the same case. It mostly is in other animes, but it's a pretty cool.
Looking back on some of the ones we've watched, I can think of situations where characters, I hear their last name being used a lot, but I always thought that was more of a shorthand rather, or just I think the only other media story that I can and not anime related is Holmes and Watson. Like they both have first names, right? But they're constantly yep. there. It's unique that they call each other by their last names, right? And so I just thought of it as I didn't think there was a cultural reason behind it. I just thought it was a literary choice. Like we're just going to go by our last names. Yeah. So now when I look back and I hear think about the dynamic between some certain characters and the use of the last name versus first name, I kind of see it now why it was done that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was getting at was Minori. I think they touched on it, but did she have a crush on both Taiga and on Ryuchi at the same time?
No.
Okay. No.
There's only Ryuji. Were you surprised like throughout the whole thing where like she broke down at the end after they came and they so like look, she's way too nice.
She did say she loved Taiga. She said she loved them both. So maybe one was friendly and one was more romantic.
Oh yeah, one was friend, one was like but like were you surprised when Kushida finally broke down after they both left? After she gave them all of her money that she worked for throughout all those jobs to run away with. Like, what are you doing? Don't give them all your money.
Yeah, I don't condone your actions, but here, let me support your decision.
Let me support your decision. But like, she broke down crying because she has feelings for Ryuji the entire time. Like, what do you think about that? I was like, are you kidding me? You're going to say that now?
Yeah, that one, that was definitely threw me off because like, I didn't think she liked him.
I didn't either. Like when I first watched it, I was like, there's no way this girl likes him. And then like just broke down crying, so hard. And I felt like, are you kidding me? Why are you crying so hard for this dude that you could have had at the very first episode? Just because,
and very obviously, he was into her. Oh, she knew. I mean, yeah.
But she wanted to spare Taiga's feelings, I guess. But like, Taiga didn't like him at the very first episode.
No, she didn't like him at the very first. But I think she did start. Do you think she grew to? All right. Do you think she liked him, and that's why she spent all the time over there, or do you think she spent all the time over there because he would take care of her, and so she was kind of spoiled? Taiga. Yeah. So like. Do you think she liked him? Do you think she enjoyed being spoiled first and then grew to like him? Or do you think that she liked him and that's why she spent all the time over there and just as a side effect, he spoiled her? Just if that makes sense.
I think that Taiga likes to call Ryuji daddy. Because all the things that Ryuji does for her fills the void that her father should have done, right? So it's a father like daughter kind of complex in the beginning. So like he takes care of her, makes her food, you know, comforts her in those times when she's trying to go for Kitamura, which I think is why you know, not spoiler, obviously we're talking about an anime, but which is why at the end she has to leave. So she's no longer in that father-daughter like kind of relationship. And like Ami says that as well, as like, what kind of relationship do you and Taiga have? It's kind of weird. It's kind of a father-daughter kind of relationship. So that's why she leaves, I think. So she doesn't have to rely on Ryuji for everything. When she comes back, they're more as equals and they can start dating as equals instead of that weird father-daughter relationship.
Well, she not only calls out the weird father-daughter relationship, she goes so far as to say that him, Minori, and Taiga have this sort of, like, father-mother-daughter dynamic. Like, it's a weird family sort of thing. So,
and Taiga, you know, obviously kind of recognizes that as well. Because, like, he even cleans her whole apartment, and, like, when Kushida comes over, she's like, why is it so clean over here? You know what I mean?
Oh, that okay. So that's another thing. Wouldn't have done that. Wouldn't have cleaned up after somebody else. Number one.
Really? Even if you're a clean freak and you walk in and there's mess everywhere?
No, I'd just leave. I would just leave. I said I can't. Like that. The fact that they blurred out how gross the kitchen sink was.
Yeah.
That made me queasy. Also, I can't clean bathrooms.
Really? Why?
It's too... I can clean anywhere else in the house. But the bathroom is just something... That's actually... Tori has to take care of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just can't. I don't... It's a mental block thing. I just can't go... I can't clean bathrooms. And also, he enjoys the cleaning. I don't enjoy cleaning.
Really?
Like I enjoy being in a clean home. But I don't enjoy, like, if I could pay, all right. There's a reason I have, okay. I don't like if there is a robot that I could pay, or if I could pay a service to come and do all the cleaning for me.
You can.
It would be too expensive.
Yes, this is true. So at this
current juncture in my life, it'd be.
I look it up this like Kushida facts or whatever, and it says number one, she actually confessed to Ryuji early in the anime, within the first 10 episodes. So when they're talking on the balcony, this is what this is saying, which I don't think is right. She's talking about if ghosts are real. She says she can't be sure because she's never seen one, and that she feels the same way about love. In her own covert and coded way, she was telling Ryuji that he has to be direct with his feelings towards her if they want their romance to blossom, since he couldn't clearly see the love he had for her. But, like, didn't Ryuji try to say, like, that?
Again, they're dumb. That sort of desire for that directness, and which has its place, but... Like, they're talking code to each other multiple times and trying to imply things rather than being...
I mean, to be honest with you, I was the same way in high school. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to be direct. I just need you to figure it out.
Which I think that there is a different... Like, there, like early on, I think directness is important. I think... And this is something I think we see in Taiga and Ryuchi's relationship. I think it becomes less direct as time goes on, because you've developed a comfort and a relationship with each other, and sort of like an understanding of the nuance between each person's personalities. And so I think you can infer things about a person without being direct because of time spent together. But early on, when you're still trying to figure the other person out, directness is very important.
Yeah. I mean, my wife was super direct with me when we first got, well, not when we first got together, but when she first tried to say, I like you. So quick side note, I want to explain the story. It's pretty funny. So we were at a party, and then I already met Obbs beforehand at a gym, but this was a party that our friends were throwing. So me and D-Gib and his wife, not at the time, they were dating at the time. You know D-Gib, the guy we play Among Us with.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Yeah, I figured that out.
what kind of name is just D-Gib? I mean,
I don't want to say his name. It's fine. But D-Gib and his wife, and then Obbs was there as well. But obviously, there's Dana at the time. But we're all in a circle. And then Obbs, out of nowhere, says, and I don't know what's going on. I'm like a 20 or 21 year old, like, don't know anything, don't know any better. She's like, so you're her bae, she's your bae, so I should be your bae and make this a bae squared. And I'm like, okay. And then I left with D-Gib to go get hangers in the middle of a party. Because he needed more hangers. So he went to Kroger and got more hangers for his clothes.
That's weird. That's very strange. That's how you two started dating?
No. We didn't start dating until like a couple months after that.
So it took you to, so she was dating you, but you weren't dating her for the first 2 months.
Exactly. You didn't know? I didn't know. No.
Can I say who actually... I have another favorite character.
What's your other favorite character? Wait, let me guess. Is it the mom?
No.
Who is it?
The bird.
Ito? Ito-chan?
Yeah.
Why is it the bird?
I love that. It was just so fun to watch on screen. He was definitely very ugly, but he was had so much personality. When I was watching with Tori, she hasn't finished yet, but she's very close. I was impatient, but the first several episodes, whenever the bird was on the screen, I would turn to her and I would make that noise and just go until she threatened, if you do that again, I will not watch this with you.
I love how Taiga is so blunt with the bird and is like, that's one ugly bird. Why do you have that thing? You should get rid of it.
Yeah, she calls it one fugly bird, F-U-G-L-Y, says it at the towards the end. What'd you think when they said when he just proposed to her?
They propose or just say let's get married?
I mean,
does the same thing. Did he get down one knee? I can't remember.
No.
No.
He screamed after she pushed him off a bridge. Yeah. And he landed in the water. He said, let's get married.
She's like, no, no. Yeah.
And jumps in after him.
That's before they go to his grandparents, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because after his confrontation with his mom... she leaves behind her. So early on, we find out she stole her dad's watch because she thought she could hawk it from. She's like, I picked something I could hawk for money in case I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she ended up not needing it. Yeah. But she hands it to him, says, "Show this to him, and he'll know who you are." Which kind of led me into a lot of like timeline questions on when all this stuff went down because. We see him being older when his dad's gone, yet mm-hmm. it's implied at the grandparents' house that he left right when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
She says they haven't seen them in 10 years, but they didn't recognize, like, what is it? In 10 years, but... he's like 17, almost 18 during the time of this series. So like, I guess I'm wondering kind of what the beats were and when the dad came into the picture, when the dad left, when the mom ran away. So clearly there was a period of time where she was living at home or at least had a regular relationship with her mom and dad. And then following up with that, why would he need, if that was the case, I would imagine that they would still recognize him because of his facial features without the watch being there. So I guess I just have questions about when the sort of the event that caused her to leave with him and then be on their own.
Yeah. I don't know on that. I think that's a big plot hole. I think they just don't. they don't bring it up or, like, you know, explain it, like, when it's all happening. I think they're focusing more on Ryuji and Taiga's, like, decision to go there.
I mean, it could be a plot hole. It could just be that they didn't think it was important to... Yeah. Like, it's a more of a, we're going to reference this, but we don't need to elaborate more. That is something I would be interested. Like, I know you asked me if I was going to read the manga. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Manga for what? For Toradora?
For Toradora.
Oh, it doesn't go any further.
Oh, it doesn't? There's no. Is there no explanation about their past?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I just know that it doesn't go any further than what happened at the end.
So I might be interested then if they're gonna would elaborate more on, like, the past leading up to it, or maybe the dynamic of why he started to like Minori, you know, Taiga's sort of how she ended up in that apartment. Because, I mean, was that the first time they'd met, or that he knew of her when they bumped into each other?
When they bumped into each other, the first time that they knew of each other.
Okay. So they've been in the same school, though, for years,
but there's
right?
But there's different classes, though.
That was another question I had. They seemed like they all shared the same class for every subject.
Yeah, so you stay with the same class for each of your subjects. But there's different, like, there's A, B, and C classes. So, like, I don't know how it works with, like, your school, but, like, when I went to my Catholic school, if there was too many kids in one grade, we broke it up into A and B, like, classes.
So I went to a public school, but I also went to a smaller public school. I guess, like, I mean, the entire, I think there was at most 800 students in all four grades.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least in that environment, we had, you know, multiple subjects, you know, obviously throughout the day, and we would move from classroom to classroom, and the students would be different in each one. Now, obviously, we were at the same class each day for that period, right? But it wasn't like I was, you know, the classmate that I had sitting next to me in the first period of the day was a classmate I had sitting next to me in the second period of the day. It changed.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think about when they were at his grandparents and they finally, like, kissed for the first time and Taiga's like, do it again. I was pretty excited when that happened because I shipped them the whole time, obviously, because I don't like to be surprised.
No, I thought it was very sweet. I liked how they're like, when they were in the bedroom, it's like, since you're getting married, you can have, you know, have the same bedroom. And they're like sitting there like, what do we do? And
because they sleep in the same bedroom before, right? Well, not bedroom, but they slept in the same living room before.
I mean, I think that's different.
Yeah,
I mean,
different, yeah.
Yeah, sleeping on, you know, on the couch, on the floor, in a sleeping bag, you know, a bunch of people all piled up. That's different than sharing a bed in a room all to yourself.
What do you mean? I've done that with a bunch of girls. That's fine with me.
How old were you?
16, 17.
Really?
Yeah, I had a weird phase in high school.
I didn't do any of that, but I was also kept to myself, so that could be part of the reason.
I wasn't a popular kid, but I wasn't a loner either. I was like the middle.
But I can see how that would be uncomfortable because that's a very intimate situation, right? Or it could be perceived as an intimate situation.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they wanted to do something intimate together.
But hold on. I want to point, like, when he said, I think I can see why my mom, with the parents that she had.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was like, I think I could see how she got pregnant.
Yeah.
His mom, his grandmother is pretty, you know, pretty hip, like pretty forward thinking, I guess. And
yeah,
and the dad is no. It probably seemed more traditional. When she left, I was very sad.
Yeah, I was a younger me was very shocked and sad and like that makes no sense. I hate this ending. But older me is like, yeah, I can see the father-daughter relationship, and that's probably not the best way to start that relationship. So I think she should leave, find herself, and then come back and start as equals.
I actually, so I, because of what I missed in High-Rise Invasion, I actually waited till the end of the credits and the season finale.
For what? Oh, I got you. In Toradora. Did you go back and watch the end of High-Rise Invasion to see the credits?
Not yet. It's on my to-do list. Yeah. I had 25 episodes that you sprung on me last Sunday that I had to work through.
Hey, at least you got through it, and now we know you can do it.
But so yeah, I stayed till the end of that. And I enjoy that sort of like that post. Because if I had just stopped at the credits, that ending wouldn't have been satisfying. Like that actual.
Oh, yeah, because it didn't actually happen until the post. So you had to watch it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that you did that. So it's getting time because I woke up late again. So we're getting close to the time where my significant other has to go to work.
Do you know what time I woke up this morning?
7.
I woke up at 6.
Oh, hey, guess what time I woke up for the first time? I woke up 3 different times.
7.
And I woke up at 8 the first time, but I went to the bathroom and then immediately fell back asleep. So I'm like, it's not 9 yet.
You told me you were going to try. No, it's fine.
I did try. I texted you at 9:17. I got really close.
I was just reading manga this morning, so Good. That's how I passed my time.
But I think we should go ahead and stop it here.
Okay.
What are we watching next week or this week?
I thought really long and hard, and I want to talk about Death Note.
Yeah.
And then you dropped on me that other anime you started, which you said is even more intense than Death Note.
It's RE0. It's so much more intense. Oh. It's insane.
And then I thought about that because that was one I haven't seen yet. And so I was like, I really want to talk about that and experience that. Bro, but I know crazy. how you get... You haven't even finished Death Note because of...
I haven't finished Death Note or RE0.
So I thought about making you do that. But then... I was like, well, here's another one. So I think Beastars, because you've watched season 1, but you haven't watched season 2.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself that Beastars, I think between season 1 and season 2, has the same amount of episodes
as
Toradora does for season 1. I'm looking it up right now just to make sure.
So we're going to watch both season 1 and season 2?
I think so.
Okay.
Hold on. Yep, there's 20. Wait a minute. 24 episodes total? Let's see here.
I mean, I've already watched season 1, so I just watched season 2.
I think you should watch both because it's been a while since season 1.
No, I pretty much remember everything about season 1. I mean, it's a very distinct and memorable anime. It really is.
I think I'm going to watch season 1, season 2 again.
Yeah. I mean, you're a furry, so episodes. I understand.
First off, first thing you said to me when you finished season 1 is, I'm a furry now. I never once said that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not say that. Don't put words in my mouth, Lance.
Own it. And then 2, just because it is an anime from the perspective with humanoid animals does not make it a furry anime.
They're literally talking animals.
But there's more to it than that, or so I've been told.
I know how you felt with that bunny. I didn't feel anything with that bunny.
I did not feel anything with that bunny. What I did feel something with was Legoshi, because I thought he was a badass.
Okay, good thing you said that last part, because I've been like, you felt something with the dude wolf that loves blood? Okay, all right. Okay.
I think you should watch.
We're gonna have a talk, Lance. Okay.
I think you should watch all 24 episodes. To
say in public.
It's only fair. It's only fair because you made me watch 25 episodes.
All right. I'll watch all of it. I'm really happy you actually watched all of it and finished it, and you know, kind of liked it.
Did you think I was gonna like it, or I was gonna hate it?
No, I don't think you're gonna hate it. I just I knew you weren't going to feel the same way as you did with Your Name and Wedding With You, because those are two top tier anime, romance animes.
Yes, very top tier.
So as far as like, so Bunny Girl Senpai is a lot more like Your Name and Wedding With You, and it has a lot more intriguing like aspects of it. There's a thing called puberty syndrome, which is really cool. Weird, you know, stuff happens as far as like scientific stuff, and like you can't, things you can't explain.
Hey, wait a minute.
It sounds weird. It sounds weird, but yeah.
Okay.
I can't spoil anything, but yeah. But we'll talk about Beastars. Yeah.
Yeah, Beastars. That'll be fun. I have the first volume of the manga I'm thinking about reading. And I'm thinking about reading the light novel for Your Name.
Nice.
I found it.
So I listened to all of the Sword Art Online light novel that you recommended, which was really good. And now I'm listening to the Solo Leveling light novel, which is just like the manga. So I'm really happy about it.
I would say I recommended it. I came across it and I shared it with you. I haven't listened to it.
It's pretty much like the anime, but it gives a little bit more backstory, which I like.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll catch everyone next time when we talk about Beastars Season 1 and Season 2.
Bye.
Thank you.